The last debate strengthened Mitt Romney's support with many groups, including the one we'll discuss next. A bipartisan poll of rural voters in 9 battleground states shows Romney increasing his lead with that group whose votes are vital to the GOP. Here's NPR's Howard Berkus.
It may seem counterintuitive, but voters in the least populated places make a big difference on election day, says Republican pollster Dan Judy.
What Republican candidates need to do is rack up big margins in rural areas in order to offset smaller margins in urban and suburban areas. Mitt Romney really needs to be at 60% or above.
And in a survey last month in rural counties in battleground states, Romney was about 6 points short. Dan Judy was part of a new bipartisan survey team, which was out again last week.
Now he's leading 59% to 37%. And what you've seen in almost all of the swing states that we surveyed in this poll is Mitt Romney either drawing even with Barack Obama or even in some states taking a lead where he had been trailing consistently before.
The survey included 600 voters in rural counties in 3 critical battleground states, Ohio, Virginia, and Florida, as well as North Carolina, New Hampshire, Wisconsin, Iowa, Colorado, and Nevada. Dan Judy says the surge for Romney is tied to the first presidential debate, and Democratic polling partner Anna Greenberg agrees.
Voters in rural areas were holding back from Mitt Romney for a variety of reasons, ranging from more conservative voters not being very high on him to the perception of him as an elite and out of touch. And I think that the debate went a long way towards making rural voters feel much more comfortable in the way that they were comfortable with George Bush.
Watching the debate was 31-year-old Sarah Sawan, a physical therapist assistant in Paulding, Ohio, who shares Romney's social values. But there was that video dismissing what Romney called the 47% of Americans dependent upon government.
I didn't like the negativity of the unimportant Americans. And the reason why I liked Obama before the debate, I thought he was a stronger person and would stand up for what he believed in. But after that debate, it really made me question Obama's, maybe his authority.
But she sure liked what she saw from Mitt Romney that night.
His strength and his voice and his, just his appearance.
So when the pollsters called last week, Sawan said she'd vote Republican for president. But when we talked yesterday, she said she might change her mind. Still, most in the rural voter survey seem firm, with close to 60%, a landslide proportion, choosing Mitt Romney. Republican pollster Dan Judy.
They're 85% white, 50% conservative, only 15% liberal. Almost 2/3 of them attend church at least a couple of times a month. And so these really are Republican-based voters. And so I think this is a case of them coming home. I doubt you're going to see a wild swing in the last 3 weeks unless something very, very big shakes up the race.
Democratic pollster Anna Greenberg says Romney's gargantuan rural battleground lead does not mean hope is lost for the president.
If you make sure every single one of your voters comes out to vote in the urban areas and you have an edge in suburban, I think you can survive this kind of loss in rural areas.
But she and Republican Dan Judy agree that other candidates in battleground states could be affected by a rural landslide for Romney.
The challenge for Democrats is it makes it a little bit harder to win Senate races in rural states, to win congressional districts.
And in these swing states, there are a lot of very, very close Senate races. And whoever is able to prevail in these swing states will likely bring along enough Senate candidates to give his party control of the Senate.
And compared to the actual rural vote in those battleground states 4 years ago, President Obama is down 10 points among the rural people who helped elect him. Howard Berkus, NPR News.